Getting paid by slow third-party vendors without going broke. How a new HVAC contractor survives slow third-party payers. Invoicing NET 30/60 work, follow-up cadence. The documentation that prevents disputes, defending against clawbacks. Managing cash flow when money is a month or two out, and when to walk away from a vendor that won't pay. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A third-party vendor is anybody who hands you the job, but isn't the person whose house you're standing in. Home warranty companies, property managers, insurance restoration outfits, big box install programs, and laid networks all work this way. The homeowner is the customer, but a company in another state cuts the check. That's how a lot of new shops fill their first calendar, and how a lot of new shops go broke. Because the work happens today and the money shows up in 30, 45, or 60 days, if it shows up clean at all. This article is about surviving that gap. Why it matters. A cash homeowner job pays at the truck. The money it is yours that afternoon. A NET 60 warranty job means you've already paid for the part, the fuel, and the labor and won't see a dime for 2 months. Run enough of those back to back and you can be the busiest you've ever been while your checking account goes dry. The work is real and the receivable is real, but receivables don't pay your tech or your fuel card. Cash does. On top of that, third-party payers hold the leverage. They can short pay you, deny a line item, or claw money back weeks later, and your only recourse is paperwork. Thin paperwork, and you lose. So the whole game is getting paid in full, as fast as their terms allow, while never giving them a reason to dispute. How to do it step by step. Read the terms before the first job, not after. Every vendor has a payment policy. Net 30, net 45, net 60, sometimes upon completion and approval. Code for whenever we get around to it. Find out what's covered, what's excluded. The labor allowance, the diagnostic pay, and the authorization process. Surprises here are always expensive. Get authorization in writing before you turn a wrench. The single most important habit. Most payers require you to call in, describe the failure, and get an authorization number or approved scope before covered work. Fix it first and call after, and they can deny the whole claim. No authorization number, no covered work. Make that a rule. Document the job like you'll have to defend it. Photos of the nameplate, model and serial, the failed component, and the readings that prove the diagnosis, plus a written scope, dated and timed. The adjuster never saw the equipment. Your photos are the only evidence the failure was real and the repair warranted. Invoice immediately and exactly to their format. The NET 30 clock usually starts when they receive and accept a correct invoice, not when you did the work. So a day you wait is a day added to your wait. Submit same day in their portal or form, with the authorization number. Write codes and documentation. A missing field kicks it back and resets the clock. Confirm it was received and entered. I submitted it is not, they have it in the queue. A short note or call confirming it's accepted and in process closes the loophole, where an invoice quietly falls through, and you find out 60 days later it was never logged. Run a follow-up cadence and stick to it. Flow payers pay the squeaky wheel. The follow-up cadence. Keep it polite, professional, and relentless. Day 15, net 30. Friendly Stas check that the invoice is on track. Day 1 past due. Firm, factual reminder with the invoice reattached. Day 7 past due. Phone call. Get a specific pay date and the name of who promised it. Day 15 plus past due. Escalate to a supervisor or AP manager, in writing, referencing every prior contact. Log every contact, date, who, what they promised. That log is your leverage and, if it comes to it, your evidence. Documentation. Disputes and clawback defense. The disputes you win are the ones you made impossible to start. The job file from step 3. Authorization number and scope. Before/after photos. The nameplate. The diagnostic readings. A homeowner acknowledgement. And proof of invoice submission. Is the whole defense. When a payer says we have no record of approving that, or the homeowner says it wasn't done, you answer with a file. Not an argument. The same file stops a clawback. When a payer denies a claim retroactively or shorts the next check by what they claim they overpaid. Beyond the paperwork, keep your exposure with any flaky payer small so there's less to yank. Reconcile every deposit against its invoice so you catch a quiet 80% settlement. And dispute short pays in writing. Fast. Because the longer one sits, the more it looks like you accepted it. Managing cash flow when the money is 30 to 60 days out. This is the part that keeps you in business. Know your gap and fund it. Running an ET 45 work. You need enough cash to cover 6 plus weeks of parts, payroll, and fuel before the first checks land. A Undercapitalized is the number one killer. Don't let third-party work be your whole book. Mix and cash and carry homeowner jobs that pay same day to float the receivables. A shop that's 100% NET60 is one slow month from missing payroll. Stage parts and bridge wisely. On a big covered job, see ya if the vendor's part allowance can be drop-shipped or billed to them directly, so you're not floating $1,500 from presser yourself. A credit line can bridge a known good receivable. Bridging a bad one just adds interest to a loss. When to fire a vendor that doesn't pay. They give me volume is not a reason to subsidize a company that doesn't pay. Cut them loose when they're chronically beyond their own terms and follow-ups don't fix it. When they short pay or claw back routinely and fight every dispute. When their labor allowance is below your true hourly cost so every covered job loses money before you start. Or when their authorization process is a maze built to deny claims. Do the math honestly. Take what they actually pay, not what's billed. Subtract your true cost to deliver, and weigh it against how long the cash is tied up. If a homeowner cash job earns more per dollar day, the vendor is a charity case. Finish what's authorized, collect what you're owed, and stop taking their calls. Tips and gotchas. A receivable is not money. The most dangerous month is the one where you're doing great on paper and broke in the bank. Watch cash, not billings. And never do unauthorized covered work and hope. I was already there, so I just fixed it is how you eat $1,900 repair. Bottom line. Third-party vendors fill your schedule when you're new, but they pay slow and hold the leverage. Survive them with discipline. Written authorization before the work. Airtight documentation. Same-day flawless invoicing. A relentless follow-up cadence. And enough cash plus same-day jobs to float the weight. Reconcile every payment. Dispute short pays fast. And fire any vendor whose real per-job payout comes in under your true cost. Busy is easy. Getting paid in full and on time is the actual skill.